我们最近在读教会的读经进度，约翰一书。
Recently, we have been following the Bible's reading schedule, 1 John.
所以我们的聚会要以我们读经进度为主来学习里面的内容。
Therefore, this service shall be based upon our Bible reading as the content.
约翰一书里面有四次说，我将这个话告诉你们。
In the book of 1 John, there are four accounts in which the author said, These things I write to you.
神就是关心我们，他很多对我们好的告诉我们。
God cares for us, and there are many things that he will tell us.
那约翰一书里面有三次对神的介绍。
And there are three specific introductions of the Lord in the book of 1 John.
在约翰一书第一章说，神就是光。
In the first chapter of 1 John, it says God is light.
所以神进到我们里面，黑暗就离开。
Therefore, as soon as God is in us, the darkness will go away.
到了第四章。
And when we reach chapter 4,
神就是爱。
It says here, God is love.
当神进到我们里面，恨就离开。
As soon as God enters into us, hatred will go away.
到第五章，神就是义。
And in the chapter 5, it says God is righteousness.
所以神进到我们里面不义就离开。
And as soon as God enters into us, unrighteousness therefore will go away.
不义就是不对。
Unrighteousness is things that are not right.
就是罪。
Which is sin.
神进到我里面，罪就离开。
When God enters into us, then sin will go away.
不论是黑暗或者恨或者罪，都是负面，都是不好的。
Whether it is darkness or hatred or sins, these are all negative things.
所以我们为什么在世界上想要活得很快乐，但是真的活得很快的人不多。
That is why many of us want to live a happy life in this world. However, not many of us will enjoy happy lives.
因为世界充满黑暗，充满恨，跟充满罪。
Because the world is filled with darkness, with hatred, and with sins.
那我们要怎么能够得到喜乐呢？
And how do we obtain this joy?
所以第一章第四节说，我将这个话写给你们，使你们喜乐充足。
Therefore, in chapter 1, verse 4, it says here, And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
这些话就是我们要跟神有相交。
These things refer to the fact that we have to have fellowship with God.
要让神进到我们里面。
So that God will enter into us.
也要让我们的生活进到神里面。
And that in our lives we enter into God.
这样叫做跟神有团契。
This means we are having fellowship with God.
那这样我们的喜乐就会越来越多。
And in this way our joy will be full.
好，那今天我们要查考第四章。
And now we shall study chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
The book of 1 John chapter 4.
第四章的第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8. Verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
这里告诉我们，神就是爱。
Here it tells us that God is love.
爱这个字是世界的通用语言。
Love is a universal word in this world.
所以每一个人都渴望被爱。
Everyone wishes to be loved.
我们也爱我们喜欢的人。
We also love the people that we like.
在爱里面，我们感觉到幸福。
In love, we feel happiness.
在爱里面，我们会享受我们的生命，我们的生活。
In love, we will enjoy our lives, our everyday lives.
没有光加上没有爱，这个生活就好像在地狱里面。
Without light and without love, we will feel like we are in hell.
就是没有希望又没有爱，我们生活就很痛苦。
Without hope and love, our lives will be devastating.
所以信仰带给我们有原因来享受我们的人生。
Therefore, this faith will bring us the reason for us to enjoy this life.
因为信仰带给我们盼望。
Because our faith will bring upon us hope.
信仰带给我们爱。
Our faith will bring upon us love.
当我们爱一个人。
When we love someone.
第一个表现是什么？
What is our first expression?
我们想要跟他分享我们有的好处。
We would like to share with them the good things that we have.
但是不论我们跟我们所爱的人分享什么，都离不开世界上的事情。
But whatever it is that we are sharing with our loved ones, we cannot depart from the topics of this world.
那世界上的事情都是有限的。
The matters of this world are limited.
所以那一种满足是有限的。
Therefore, such satisfaction are limited.
那神爱我们，他也要跟我们分享他认为最好的事。
And because God loves us, He also wants to share those things that He reckoned as the most important things.
那神认为最好的事是什么？
What are those things that are the best?
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 3.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Verse 2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
这里说父是给我们是何等的慈爱。
Here it says, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
如果这个父是肉身的父亲，
If this father refers to the earthly father,
我们可以了解他对我们的爱要怎么表达。
We would be able to understand what kind of love that would be expressed to us.
因为这个世界上看得到，经验得到的。
Because we can experience it and we can see it visibly.
但是这个父是天父。
But this father refers to the heavenly father.
他是神。
He is God himself.
说他是给我们是何等的慈爱。
Here says what manner of love that He's bestowing upon us.
那接下去我们一直读下去，没有一个地方提到是物质上、肉体上、精神上。
Then if we continue to look on, there's no matter here that's written that is in regards to our physical flesh, our mental state, or emotional being.
难道这个不重要吗？
Is this not important?
当然这个很重要。
Of course it is important.
但是这不是最好的。
But these are not the best.
如果一个比喻来说， 在地上的好处好像小孩子的玩具。
If we can cite a parable, is that the benefits of this world is just like a toy in the hands of a child.
当我们在做小孩子的时候，玩具最重要。
When we are children, toys are the most important thing to us.
没有比玩具更重要的。
There's nothing that's more important than toys.
有时候你叫他喝奶，他也不要，他就是要玩具。
If you ask them to drink milk, they would refuse. They would still prefer the toys.
有时候睡觉也不睡，他就是要玩具。
Sometimes they would refuse to go to sleep even just because of the toys.
因为他是小孩子。
Because they are children.
但是长大以后，玩具就不重要了。
Because as soon as they grow up, these toys will not matter anymore.
所以等我们对神的认识更深，对灵界看得越清楚，我们就发现神要给我们的不是玩具。
So the more we are going into the Spirit and the more understanding we have of God, then we can understand that what God would like us to have is not the toys.
玩具是钱买得到的。
Toys are, can be purchased by money.
神要给我们的是钱买不到的。
But that which is given to us by God cannot be purchased by money.
这个才是真的宝贵。
This is the most precious thing.
玩具会坏掉的。
Toys can corrupt.
神给我们的是不会坏的。
But that which is from God cannot perish.
这个叫做宝贵。
This means that it is precious.
那神要给我们什么？
What is it that God wants to give us?
这里提到三点。
Here it talks about three points.
第一点，
The firstly,
神要给我们尊贵的身份。
God wants to give us such a precious status.
多尊贵呢？
How precious is it?
雅各， 神改名叫做， 替他改名叫以色列。
Jacob's name was changed into Israel.
雅各意思的抓住的意思。
The meaning of the name of God, Jacob, is to grab hold of.
那以色列叫做神的王子。
But the name of Israel means the prince of God.
没有比这个更尊贵了。
There's no other name that is more precious than this one.
天上的神，万物的主宰，他是我的父亲。
The God of heaven, the Lord of all, the Lord of hosts, He is our Father.
我是他的王子。
I am His prince.
没有比这个更尊贵了。
There is no other name that's more precious than this.
那这个不只是圣经应许我们。
This is not only a promise from the Bible.
圣经说神赐圣灵给我们，证明我们是神的王子。
The Bible also says that God gives us the Holy Spirit to prove that we are indeed the princes of God.
所以我们在这个教会里面，我非常肯定我是神的王子，因为祷告会得圣灵。
Therefore, in this church, we're absolutely certain that we are the princes of God because as soon as we pray, we have the Holy Spirit.
那圣经里面的应许，我们真的体验得到。
The promises of the Bible, we indeed can experience them.
这个尊贵的身份，我们在地上是钱买不到的。
Such a precious status cannot be bought in this world.
好多人为着来到美国。
Many people, in order for them to come to the United States,
花了好多钱。
They have spent so much money.
等了很久的时间。
They have waited for a long, long time.
用尽了很多的功夫。
They have spent such a great effort.
为着要得到美国的身份。
In order to obtain status here in the U.S.
但是要做神的儿女。
However, in order to become the children of God.
不必钱。
You don't need money.
你只要相信耶稣是救主。
You just need to believe that the Lord Jesus is your Savior.
接受洗礼。
Receive the baptism.
罪得赦免。
So that your sins may be forgiven.
我们就得到这个身份。
Then we can obtain this status.
所以神真的是很爱我们。
So it is true that God truly loves us.
如果我们了解我过去是谁。
If we truly understand who we are in the past.
如果我们了解我现在是谁。
And if we truly understand who we are now.
那这个改变，身份的改变，就是神的怜悯，神的爱。
And this transformation in status refers to the love and the grace of God.
所以有时候我们发现我信耶稣，好像我什么都没有改变啊。
Sometimes we feel that we believe in Jesus, and yet we do not experience any transformations.
工作一样，问题一样，生活一样。
We experience the same work, the same problems in life.
确实改变很大。
But indeed, we experience a great transformation.
我们身份改变了。
Our status has been changed.
那这个身份带来就是福分。
And this status will bring upon us blessings.
跟做神的儿女就要享受神为我们预备丰的丰盛。
As children of God, we shall inherit all the abundance that God has prepared for us.
丰盛的恩典。
Abundance of grace.
丰盛的生命。
Abundance in life.
丰盛的平安。
Abundance of peace.
丰盛的智慧。
Abundance of wisdom.
丰盛的能力。
Abundance of strength.
丰盛的盼望。
Abundance of hope.
这不是钱买得到的。
These cannot be bought.With money.
所以非常宝贵。
Therefore, these are very precious.
那第二个，神很爱我们，怎么知道呢？
Secondly, how do we know that God loves us?
我们看回来看第二节。
Let's refer back to chapter 3, verse 2.
约翰一书第三章第二节。
First John chapter 3, verse 2.
但主若显现，我们必要像他。
When he is revealed, we shall be like him.
岁月不饶人。
Time will not rewind.
再英俊再漂亮的人，岁月会刻在他的身上。
Time will be engraved in a person to show that he is aging, even though he used to be handsome or beautiful.
就是会衰败，会朽坏。
Which means that they will deteriorate and degrade.
所以人生如果没有神。
So in this life without God,
人是一直在走下坡，是没有希望的。
We are in constant decline because we have no hope.
但是当我们认识了主耶稣，
But as soon as we come to know the Lord Jesus,
我们有这个指望，
we have this particular hope,
就是第三节。这个指望是什么？
Verse 3, what is this hope?
主若显现，我们要像他。
When he is revealed, we shall be like him.
主耶稣曾经在变貌山上改变自己。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord Jesus was transformed.
平常人看他，没有加行美容。
In usual times,People will see him without any decorations, without any family backgrounds.
当然不会吸引人啊。
Of course, it's not as attractive.
人会吸引人就是有家型美容。
The fact that a person can attract others because he has some background and appearance.
但是当他在变貌山上改变自己。
But on the Mount of Transfiguration, that when he was transfigured,
衣服洁白，容貌放光。
His garment was shining brightly. And his face was shining brightly.
那是荣耀的形象。
That was his glorious state.
那主若显现，主耶稣第二次再来。
When he is revealed in his second coming,
我们就要看到他荣耀的形象。
We shall view his glorious state.
但是还有更大的应许。
However, there is a greater promise.
主若显现，我们要像他。
When he is revealed, we shall be like him.
像主耶稣一样被改变。有荣耀的身体。
We shall be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be transformed to have a glorious body.
这个不是在讲故事。
This is not a story.
因为主的生命在我们里面。
Because the life of Jesus is in us.
他的生命会改变我们。
His life will change us.
所以我们将来要跟主耶稣一样，充满着荣耀。
Therefore, in the future, we shall be like the Lord Jesus. We will be full of glory.
要得到不能朽坏的生命。
We will receive the unperishable life.
这是第二个。
This is the second point.
这不是钱买得到的。
This cannot be bought by money.
是神要给我们的。
This is the gift that God is giving to us.
那第三个。
Thirdly,
我们要见到他的真体。
We will see him as he is.
神怎么讲都没有办法讲得很清楚。
No matter how well we are going to describe about God, we cannot describe him clearly.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们怎么讲在地上的经验都没有办法了解。
No matter how well we can describe him, we cannot use earthly experiences to describe him.
如果有一个人他能够讲得很清楚，我们听也听不清楚，因为我们的经验是地上的。
Even if a person can be so eloquent as to describe God, we also cannot comprehend him because our experiences are limited to the earthly flesh.
啊，但是将来我们要见到神的本体。
But in the future, we shall see him as he is.
因为这个肉体的限制没有了，我们变成灵体。
Because we will be transformed into our spiritual state, we shall not be limited by the physical flesh.
我们要看到遍茂山上那个主。
We will see him on as if he was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们会真的跟彼得感觉一样，我们在这里真好。
We will feel just according as what Peter was feeling at that time. It is good for us to be here.
那到底有多好？
How good is it?
就是亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园的体验。
It is the experiences that were experienced by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
因为他们天天与神同在，看到神的荣耀。
Because they were with God daily and they saw the glory of God.
听神在讲话。
Listening to His words.
所以我们人集中的追求是什么？
So what is our ultimate pursuit in life?
主耶稣已经说。
The Lord Jesus already said.
我去为你们预备地方。
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我预备好了，我要再来。
And after I've done that, I will come back.
要带你们回到那个地方去。
And to bring you together with me to that place.
叫我在那里，你们也在那里。
So that wherever I am, there you will be also.
这个叫做人生的集中追求。
This is the ultimate aim in life.
人生的集中结束不是在坟墓。
The ultimate conclusion of life is not in the grave.
坟墓是为那些没有信仰的人预备的。
The grave is prepared for those who do not have faith.
但是如果我们真的认识了神，
But if we have come to know God,
接受了救恩，
we have received His salvation,
我们要被改变，
we will be transformed,
我们要被提，
we will be elevated,
要永远与神同在，
to be with God forever.
这个叫做人生的集中追求。
This is the ultimate pursuit in our lives.
但是我们花了多少呢？
However, how much have we spent into it?
一毛钱也没有。
We haven't spent one cent.
这个叫做恩典。
This is called grace.
这个叫做神的爱。
This is called the love of God.
把最好的赐给我们。
That He gives us the very best.
所以我们在世界上，我们所爱的人，我们都会跟他分享最好的。
In this world, whoever it is that we love, we will share with them our very best.
但是分享最好的是不是就等于我真的爱这个人？
But even if we have shared with them our best, does it mean that we truly love them?
也不一定啊。
Not necessarily so.
你如果到夏威夷去，海边都是度蜜月的人。
If you go to Hawaii, you will see that a lot of people are spending their honeymoon there on the beach.
他们花很多的钱在享受美好的时光。
They have spent a lot of money to spend such a good vacation time.
但是他们的婚姻能够维持多久呢？
But how long can they persist in their marriages?
有一天如果受苦比快乐多。
One day when they realize that suffering is more than their enjoyment,
那我们为什么要在一起呢？
Then why should we stay together?
让你走你的路，我走我的路吧。
You go ahead on your path and I be mine.
所以爱的深度是什么？
So what is the depth of love?
雅各里面说，
In the Song of Songs,
爱如死一样坚强。
Love is as strong as death.
世界上最强的就是死。
The strongest thing in life is death.
没有一个人不投降。
There's no one that has not surrendered.
没有一个超过死的力量。
There's no might that can overcome death.
爱的深度就是死。
The depth of love is death itself.
就是愿意为对方受苦，甚至牺牲生命。
Which is to sacrifice oneself for the other party as to sacrifice his own life.
那我们来看神爱我们爱到什么程度。
So in what degree is it that God has loved us?
我们看约翰一书第四章。
Let us refer to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
第十节。
Verse 10. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
这个第九节跟第十节告诉我们。
In this verses 9 and 10, it tells us,
神差他的独生子来到世间。
God has sent his only begotten Son into the world.
神的爱就在此显明。
And in this, the love of God has been manifested.
神是灵，看不见。
God is spirit, we cannot see him.
爱很抽象，也看不见。
Love is so abstract that we cannot see it.
那我到底要怎么去了解神这样看不见、摸不到的爱呢？
So how in the world are we to understand and see God who is invisible?
神的爱具体的显明就是他降世为人，就是主耶稣的 来到人世间。
The physical manifestation of God Himself is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world.
那主耶稣来到世间，怎么让我们感受他的爱呢？
And when the Lord Jesus comes into this world, how are we to experience His love?
所以第十节的最后一句话说，这就是爱了。
Therefore, the last part of verse 10, it says that this is love.
什么是神的爱？
What is the love of God?
在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣为我们死，这就是神的爱。
That when we were sinners, Christ died for us. This is the love of God.
这个是约翰写的。
These were written in the book of John.
那在罗马书里面保罗被相同的灵感动。
In the book of Romans, Paul was also moved by the same spirit.
我们看他怎么描写爱。
Let us see how he described love.
所以我们看罗马书的第五章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
罗马书第五章第八节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这个地方说，我们还做罪人的时候，基督为我们死。
Here it says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此显明。
And God demonstrates His own love toward us this way.
所以当圣经提到神的爱的深度的时候，都提到耶稣为我们死。
So as soon as the Bible talks about the depth of the love of Jesus, he will talk about the death of Jesus Christ.
那在罗马书第五章第六节说，为一人死，第七节是少有的，为人人死或有敢做。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die."
这个人很好啊，我替他死，这个可能有，但不是很多。
He is such a good man, I'm willing to die for him. Perhaps there's such an instance, but not a lot.
这个人是很有爱心的人，我替他死可能有，但是这个也不多。
He is a man full of love. I'm willing to die for him. Perhaps there's such a saying, but not many.
但是这个人是罪人，我替他死，世界上是没有的。
But if you have you heard of someone saying I'm willing to die for a sinner in this world, it's unheard of.
但是神的爱就在此显明。
But the love of God is demonstrated in this way.
在我们还做罪人不可爱的时候，基督为着救我们，为我们而死。
That while we were still sinners and we're unlovable, Christ already died for us.
所以在约翰一书里面告诉我们，神就是爱。
Therefore, in the book of 1 John, here it tells us that God is love.
提到他为我们的罪做挽回祭。
That He has become a propitiation of our sins.
这个爱是何等的长阔高深。
Then how deep and long and high and wide is the love of God.
是超过我们所能够明白的。
It is far incomprehensible by our minds.
所以我们信耶稣，进到主耶稣里面，就是要进到他的爱里面。
When we enter into the Lord Jesus, we want to enter into His love.
我们让主耶稣进到我们里面，就是要让他的爱充满在我们里面。
When we want the Lord Jesus to enter into our hearts, we want His love to enter into us also.
那我们这个人就会改变。
Then we as a human being, we will change.
好，我们那现在回来看约翰一书第四章。
Let's refer back to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
如果我们看第七节。
If we read verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
第八节。
Verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
这个地方说爱是从神生的，凡有爱心都是神生的，并且认识神。
Here says that love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
然后第八节从反面来说。
And verse 8 conversely it says.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
He who does not love does not know God.
有时候我们很难了解。
It's very hard for us to understand.
我信主几十年。
I believe in God for tens of years.
圣经读了很多遍。
I have read the Bible many times.
神我认识。
I know God.
耶稣是道成肉身，我也认识。
Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. I know that.
怎么有可能说没有爱心的不认识神呢？
How is it possible that one who does not love does not know God?
如果今天不认识神，我就不会在这里。
If I do not know God, I wouldn't be here.
是不是？今天如果我们不认识神，可能在海边，我们可能在 shopping mall。
Is it not true that if today we have not known God, we would be in the beach today and we would be in the malls today?
有的人可能还在床上。
Some people are still in bed now.
那为什么会在这里？
Why would we be here?
因为我认识他。
Because I know him.
所以为什么没有爱心就不认识神？
Then why does it say here that he who does not love God does not love, does not know God?
当我们把认识这个字把它串在一起看，就明白了。
When we put together this word know, then we will understand.
我们看创世纪。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 1.
创世纪第四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord.
在中文圣经说，那人和他夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。但是英文的翻译就是认识。
In the English translation, the very first part says, Now Adam knew Eve, his wife.
亚当认识夏娃，他就怀孕，说生了该隐。
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.
所以认识这个字在圣经第一次出现，是指着夫妻最亲密的关系。
So the word know, this word came firstly in the relationship between husband and wife in the most intimate way.
那但是当我们受洗的时候，
But when we get baptized,
圣经说我们叫许配基督。
The Bible says we are betrothed to God.
我们跟主耶稣就是新妇跟新郎的关系。
And our relationship with God is like a bride and bridegroom.
这就是一种爱的关系。
This is a relationship of love.
那主耶稣再来就是婚宴。
And then in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be a banquet.
那神就是爱。
And God is love.
所以如果没有爱，就是没有神在我们里面。
So without love, there's no God inside of us.
所以没有爱呀，我们跟神说很亲密，这是不可能的，因为神就是爱。
So without love, we cannot say that we are very intimate with God because God Himself is love.
所以有时候我们就常常在想，我到底跟神是不是很亲密
？So oftentimes we ponder with upon ourselves, are we intimate with God?
有时候我们用这一节圣经节就可以认识自己。
Then we use this verse and reflect upon ourselves and understand ourselves.
如果我们跟神非常亲密
，If we are indeed very intimate with God,
就是神住在我里面
，That God lives in us.
我一定充满神的爱
，I must be filled with the love of God.
那这就是我们跟神关系的一个引导。
This is a guidance to tell us our relationship with God.
跟神很亲密的人一定是很有爱心的人。
A person who is very intimate with God must be a person filled with love.
如果心中没有爱
，If our hearts are not filled with love,
我们可能知道他，但不是真的跟他很亲密。
Perhaps we only know him superficially, but we're not intimate with him.
好像夫妻一样
，Just as husband and wife.
不是很亲密，因为我们没有神的爱在里面。
We may not be intimate because we don't have the love of God in us.
好，我们再来看约翰一书第四章。
Let's refer back to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us.
这里说没有人见过神。
Here it says no one has seen God.
那我们如果彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
But if we love one another, God abides in us.
那我们爱他的心也就得以完全。
And His love has been perfected in us.
彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
When we love one another, God will abide in us.
所以我们这个弟兄姐妹的关系啊。
Therefore, the relationship between brothers and sisters.
这就是反映神有没有在我们当中。
Will reflect upon us whether God abides with us.
如果神在我们当中，我们就充满着爱。
If God abides with us, then we will be filled with love.
所以有时候我们在做圣工。
Sometimes we are performing sacred work.
怎么做会让神同工
？How do we do it so that God will work with us?
结论就是要有神在当中。
The conclusion is that God must abide with us.
我们带慕道者。
If we guide our truth-seeking friend.
如果有神在当中。
When God is among us.
就很容易做成。
It is easy, and the work will be accomplished.
那神在当中的一个证明就是我们爱他。
And the proof that God abides with us is that we love that person.
所以带慕道者本身不是很困难。
So to bring truth seekers, it in itself is not a very difficult task.
但是从心里爱他，这个不是很简单。
But it is not very easy for us to love them from the bottom of our hearts.
那中间就是要求神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So in the midst of that, we should ask God to pour out his love into our hearts.
所以我们看那个摩西在祷告。
When we see how Moses was praying.
当以色列百姓拜金牛犊得罪了神。
When the Israelites were offending God by creating the golden calf.
神说都要把他们消灭。
God said, I will wipe them out from the face of the earth.
摩西上到西乃山。
But Moses arose to the top of the mountain.
四十昼夜禁食祷告。
For 40 days and nights, he was fasting and praying.
那一次祷告改变了神。
In that prayer, he changed God.
一个人啊，是尘土，怎么有办法改变了神？
How can a man as little as dust change the heart of God?
里面有一个很重要的原因。
Within it lies a very important fact,
就是爱，
which is love.
神啊，如果你把我从生命册涂抹，这样来赦免他们，我也愿意。
God, even if you take my name out of the book of life, then I'm willing to.
他爱以色列百姓，爱到从生命册愿意被除灭、除掉。
The degree of his love to the Israelite people is deep enough so that he was willing to have his name blotted out of the book of life.
这个祷告感动了神。
This particular prayer has moved God.
所以今天我们祷告要发生功效，要求神让他的爱充满在我们里面。
Today we need to have effect in our prayers, so we need to ask God to pour out His love inside us.
让我们能够感受到我们所要带领的人怜悯他们。
So that we can truly feel the feelings of the people that are that we are bringing, and that God may have mercy on them.
所以圣经说主耶稣怜悯众人。
The Bible says Jesus was compassionate to many people.
他从船上出来，看到这么多人，他好像羊没有牧人。
He stepped out of the boat and saw so many people like sheep without shepherd.
他就开始传道理给他们。
He started to preach the gospel to them.
这个怜悯的心呢是非常重要。
This heart of mercy is very important.
证明神在我们当中。
It proves that God is amongst us.
这个证明神会与我们同工。
And it proves that God will abide with us in our work.
因为神就是爱。
Because God Himself is love.
那在保罗的书信里面，
In the epistles of Paul,
我们看保罗是工作很认真的一个人。
We know that Paul was a very dedicated worker.
但是在保罗书信里面，我们常常看到保罗的眼泪是最厉害的。
But we see how powerful and mighty are the tears of Paul in his works.
常常流眼泪。
He often shed tears.
为什么流眼泪？
Why?
就是因为爱。
Because of his love.
没有爱，眼泪流不出来。
Without love, you cannot shed tears.
无穷的爱，有时候眼泪流不完。
With the abundance of love, sometimes no tears can be enough to represent. 所以
我们在关心别人、帮人代祷，如果这是一种外表或形式，当然这也不错了。我们至少愿意做。
Therefore, when we're caring and we're leading other people into the truth, if it's only a superficial act, of course, it is also good enough that you're willing to do it.
但是如果要发生功效。
However, to have the best effect of it,
我们要求神将你的爱充满在我心里。
We have to ask God to pour out and fill our hearts with His love.
所以有爱才有神的同在，才有神的同工。
That only with the love of God can we experience the abidance of God and that He working with us.
我们再来看约翰一书。
Let's refer back to 1 John.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4,
16节
verse 16.
约翰一书第四章十六节。
First John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
十七节。
Verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
十八节。
Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. For he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
这个告诉我们，爱在里面得以完全，审判的日子就坦然无惧。
Here tells us that love has been perfected among us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
那怎么在爱里面完全？
Then how can we be perfected in love?
下面说，
the following says,
他如何，我们在世界上也如何。
How he was, we will be like him in this world.
这个他就是主耶稣。
He here refers to the Lord Jesus.
就是照着主耶稣的榜样这样来生活。
In accordance to the examples led by Jesus Christ, we will live like that.
那这样我们的爱就可以完全。
And in this way, our love can be perfected.
我们就没有害怕。
Then we will have no fear.
主耶稣今天晚上来，我没有害怕。
Even if the Lord Jesus wants to come tonight, we will have no fear.
因为神的爱充满在我们里面。
Because the love of God is filled within our hearts.
我们用这样的爱神爱人。
in this way we love God and love men.
啊，如果会害怕。
If we have fear,
就是爱还没有完全。
It means that we're not perfect in our love.
啊，因为害怕还有刑罚。
Because fear involves torment.
好，那我们再来看啊，第四章约翰一书第四章十九节。
Let's refer again to 1 John chapter 4 verse 19. We love him because he first loved us.
好，这里说我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Here says we love him because he first loved us.
啊，这个有的英文哈没有 him 哈，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Some of the English version says we love because he first loved us.
这个也可以接下去二十节哈。
Then we can continue in verse 20.
啊，人说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话。
If someone says I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar.
啊，爱跟恨是不能同时存在的。
Love and hate cannot coexist.
啊，那如果一个人有恨
，If a person is filled with hate,
他就跟神没有办法。相交
He cannot be in communion with God.
所以约翰一书第一章里面在讲哦，恨是属黑暗的。
Therefore, in the book of 1 John chapter 1 says that hatred belongs to darkness.
神就是光。
But God is light.
所以心中有恨，祷告不没有办法蒙神垂听。
Therefore, if our hearts are filled with hatred, we cannot have God listen to our prayers.
心中有恨，神没有办法充满在我们里面。
If we have hatred in our hearts, God is unable to fill our hearts.
所以一个人有恨。
Once a person is filled with hate,
很难得圣灵，很难被圣灵充满。
It is very hard for him to receive the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们觉得说恨，我没有恨啊。
Sometimes we feel that I do not hate.
但是如果你去 Google 看看啊 ，hate 啊是怎么定义
？But we if we check it out in Google, how does it describe hatred?
Intense dislike, 就是非常强烈的不喜欢。
It says hate is intense dislike.
那如果这样的话，我们再回头过来看，我真的没恨吗？
Then if we come back and ask ourselves, is it true that we don't have any hate?
有的人是非常不喜欢，但是他不用恨这个字。
Sometimes we intensely dislike someone, but we do not use the word hate.
你坐在这里，我就不坐在这里。
If you sit here, I'm not going to sit here.
你看那个方向，我就看另外一个方向。
If you see this direction, I'm going to look at the other direction.
非常不喜欢。
I dislike you severely.
这个就是恨。
This is called hatred.
神看我们有没有非常不喜欢。
Does God view us in this way that He dislikes us severely?
虽然我们很不完全。
Even if we are so imperfect.
如果神看到我们不喜欢，我们就完了。
If God dislikes us so much, we will be doomed.
那神看到我们很不完全。
But God view us as very imperfect.
神非常的怜悯。
God yet is very merciful.
他要接纳我们，他要改变我们，他要救我们。
He wants to accept us. He wants to transform us, and He wants to save us.
所以我们看到一个人不完全，我们就不喜欢他，这个就是没有爱。
So once we see someone else as being imperfect, we don't like them. This is called not having love.
那这个没有爱，有时候包括我们自己的家人。
Not having such love also refers to us toward our family members.
因为家人住在一起，最了解彼此。
As family members, we live together. We understand each other the best.
所以有时候外面的人说啊，你家谁是好人哦？除非他家里真的说他好人。
Therefore, in many instances, people might say, "Oh, in your family, who and who is a good man?" Unless a family member indeed bear witness that he is a good man.
因为天天活在一起，我们了解一个人想法、做法、生活。
Because they live together daily, they interact with each other daily in their lifestyles and how they work.
你看，父母在看孩子成长的过程。
In the case of a parent viewing their children in their growth,
真的，他有很多不完全。
They are truly imperfect in many ways.
但是我们还是包容、赦免、帮助他更好。
But we are full of acceptance. We will love them and we will forgive them in many ways.
因为孩子的不完全，就说好，那你到外面去。
We do not for the fact that they are imperfect and we drive them away. You live somewhere else.
我不喜欢你。
I do not like you.
不是这样的。
It's not like that.
因为他的不完全，所以需要父母的爱。
Because they are imperfect, they need all the more the love of their parents.
来接纳他，带领他成长。
In order to accept them and to give an environment for them to grow.
所以当我们弟兄姊妹没有我非常不喜欢谁，我们就是缺乏爱。
When brothers and sisters feel that I severely dislike this person, we are lacking of love.
进到黑暗里面。
We are already entering into darkness.
我们跟神就没有办法有亲密的关系。
We are detached from God and cannot be intimate with God.
所以恨的伤害力是非常大的。
So severe is the effect of this. Hatred
不只是伤害人跟人的关系。
It does not only affect the relationship between men.
这也伤害人跟神的关系。
It also destroys the relationship between men and God.
所以，如果一个人说我跟神很好，我一天祷告几个小时，我不喜欢谁，这个爱是有问题的。
If a person can say that I pray so many hours a day and yet hate so and so, there's a problem here because there's a problem in the love.
没有爱，有恨，他跟神就有距离。
Without love.With the presence of hatred, there is a distance between this person and God.
那我们回到十九节来看，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Verse 19, he says, "We love because he first loved us."
这个弟兄姊妹的关系啊，建筑在哪里
？What is the foundation of the love among brothers and sisters?
如果弟兄姊妹的关系是建筑在世俗的人情上，没有办法持久的。
If the relationship between brothers and sisters are built upon the material things of this world, then it will not last long.
世俗人情不一定是 material, 是世界上的爱。
The love that is present in this world.
也就是说，你爱一个人，你对他有期待。
Which means that you love someone and you have expectations of that person.
但是如果他没有满足我们的期待，这个关系就结束了。
And once he cannot fulfill our expectations, then that's the end to our relationship.
但是我们跟神的爱不是因为对方对我们的爱有什么反应，所以我们要不要爱对方。
But our love to the other person is not because whether the other person will respond to us in a certain way or not.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because God first loved us.
神给我们很大的爱。
God gives us so abundantly of love.
所以我们用这个爱去爱人，他怎么回应呢？这个是代表他的灵性。
We then will use this love to love others, and in whatever manner that other person responds, that represents his spirituality.
有的人一生他觉得领受是非常好。
Some people reckon that it is good to accept everything in life.
所以来教会他领受很多的爱，所以停在教会。
Therefore, they come to church only to accept and receive.
施比受更有福，当然这是福气。
Of course, it is a blessing it's more blessed to give than to receive.
我们在教会里面能够得到这么大的爱。
In the love, we can receive so much love.
但是有的人他来教会，他的喜乐是施给。
However, there are many others that come to church, and their joy comes from giving.
我能够关心别人。
When I can care for others,
我能够帮助别人。
When I can give to others,
我能够帮别人祷告。
I can pray for other people.
这是我的喜乐。
This is the source of my joy.
那为什么有人把接受当作喜乐，有人把施给当作喜乐呢？
Then why is it that some people reckon receiving as a joy, and the other people will think that giving is a joy?
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Because we love.Because God first loved us.
如果我们被神的爱充满，
If we are filled with God's love,
我们施舍会觉得很满足。
When we give, we feel satisfied.
因为这是我爱神的表现。
Because this is an act of love from me to God.
我的爱会感动神。
My love shall touch God.
因为他怎么样，我也怎么样。
Because however he is, I will be like that too.
那如果我们爱感动了神，
And when our love will move God,
你想神会让我们空手吗？
Do you think that you will go home empty-handed?
恩典一定是满满的。
You will be filled with blessings in abundance.
神是爱。
God is love.
愿神充满在我们当中。
愿may God be filling among us.
唱诗。
Sing hymns.
一百年，爱从哪里来？
Where does love come from?
圣经说，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Bible said the Holy Spirit will pour the love of God into our hearts.
使徒时代3000个人他们都不是亲戚，也不是朋友。
In the times of the Acts of the Apostles, 3,000 people, they were unrelated in any way, not family members.
但是他们祷告被圣灵充满。
But all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit when they prayed.
忽然间像一家人。
All of a sudden, they felt like a whole family.
怎么有可能呢？
How can it be?
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在他们心里。
Because the Holy Spirit pours into their hearts the love of God.
我们还不到3000人呢。
We're not up to 3,000 members.
我们还不到300个人呢。
We're not even up to 300 people.
如果我们被圣灵充满。
But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的爱充满在我们当中。
The love of God will be filled among us.
我们教会就成为一家人。
Then our church will be one family.
不是这么困难。
It is not so difficult.
就是要祷告被圣灵充满。
Main thing is to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
When we pray, we kneel down in order to express our reverence to God.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes to help us to concentrate.
第一句话念一次，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We say once in the first sentence, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
耶稣就是天上神的名。
Jesus is the name of the God in heaven.
然后重复念, Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
And then we repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
从心里向神感谢跟赞美。
From the bottom of our heart, we express our thanks and praise to God.
祷告其实很简单。
Actually, prayer is so easy.
你不需要想我要讲什么。
You don't need to think, what do I need to say?
就是感谢神, 赞美神, 这样就可以。
All we need to do is thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
然后有什么需要, 在心里可以告诉神。
And then whatever needs you may have, you say it in your heart.
当圣灵降临,
when the Holy Spirit descends upon you,
我们就被感动, 很自然的, 不是学的, 身体会震动, 嘴会讲一种听不懂的话, 叫说方言。
Then you will be naturally, without being taught, speak an unknown tongue, which is the tongues of the Spirit.
有人就问, 为什么要说方言?
Some people would ask, why do we need to speak in tongues then?
我用我听的话, 跟神讲不是可以吗?
Can I not speak in understandable words to God?
罗马书说, 圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the book of Romans says that the Holy Spirit expressed in the Spirit the utterance that we can understand.
我真的认识我自己吗?
Do I really know myself?
我真的认识神的旨意吗?
Do I really truly understand the will of God?
这是个很大的问号。
These are big question marks for us.
但是当我们得圣灵,
but the moment we receive the Holy Spirit,
用灵言祷告,
and we speak in tongues in our prayers,
圣灵了解神的意思,
the Holy Spirit understands the mind and the will of God.
圣灵了解我们的需要,
the Holy Spirit understands our needs.
圣灵代替我们祷告,
the Holy Spirit represents us and helps us to pray.
这是完美的祷告。
This is the perfect prayer.
所以为什么需要用灵言祷告?
So why is it that we need to speak in tongues in our prayers?
如果我们要求圣灵,
if we want to pray for the Holy Spirit,
需要按手接受代祷,
and to receive the laying of hands to receive help in our prayers,
请我们到前面来。
Please come forward to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.